This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Ross not letting anybody get an extension this year. All or nothing for Greer or McDaniel. No, that they're getting Tua the extension, Papa. Okay? You can't sign everybody. They let this wave go because they're going to sign the next wave. Educate yourself, my brother. Don't go out there talking gibberish because that's what you're talking right now. Has nothing to do. Ross does what they need them to do. If they wanted to re-sign Hunt and Wilkins, they would have. But if apparently, Papa, you don't listen to this show because you're on here all the time, but you don't listen to the show because I told you a year ago, Wilkins was not coming back. A year ago. I told you Wilkins was not coming back. It had nothing to do with Ross. I'm trying to help you, my man. I'm trying to help some of you out there. I want you to go back to your friends and you share your knowledge because if I give you the knowledge, share it because you're going to be right. They're all going to be wrong. Okay? Because all you had to do was tell your friends a year ago, yeah, dude, Wilkins not coming back. They don't want to pay him. That's it. You would have looked like a genius. Don't even say you heard it on the show. That's all. And if you listened to me 2 years ago, you would have heard that Byron Jones will be getting released in a year and X will be released in 2 years. Did it happen like clockwork? Yeah. Yeah. We don't bullshit here, bro. So, Papa, it has nothing to do with Ross at all. This is Greer, McKenzie, and Allen saying, yeah, we're passing up on these guys. We'll sign the next wave. The next wave is more important to our foundation. And as I've explained, they know they don't have this problem for the next couple of years because the last 2 years, they've traded a lot of their early picks. They only have later picks. They've only hit on a couple. They're not going to have a ton of contracts coming up. So those issues will balance out over the next couple of years after this next season in 2025 when you have a big wave of free agents. But you'll get compensatory picks from this year's wave. Papa, educate yourself, my brother. That way you can really tell your friends what's going on with the Dolphins, my man.